It's Masters week. The Astros are tearing it up at home. Get a little home cooking. The Rockets are in the playoff, but fell to fourth. And Julian Assange is back in the news. This is Tadatus.
Oh, man, that music sounds so good, man. Yeah. Nick, Tadatus. We're here, man.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Tadatus Worldwide Studios, where we are not sponsored by.
Brought to you by. Powered by.
Powered by.
Fueled by. doused by. Maker's Mark. Yeah, that was good. That was good. It's like the house wine here, pretty much.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, it's
once
good.
It hits your lips. Right to take, yeah, yeah. Joshua,
that was a pretty good one.
It's good to be back, buddy. What's going on? How you doing?
Oh, you know, just living the dream. Just living the dream.
All day, every day.
I'm just lucky to be here, guys. Tadatus fans, listeners.
We got to come up with a name.
We should.
We're trying to figure that out. So the 17 of you, tweet us.
It's got to be at least 20 now.
20. There's at least
20 million.
Climbing.
20 million. This is Tadatus, guys. The podcast to save the world, pretty much. If you listen to this and you share with your friends, then we will give you all the answers on how to solve the world's problems. Or just give you some really in-depth Houston sports analysis. We got both of those things going
on
for you.
That's what's going on today, yeah. Buddy.
Let's do the thing where we talk about how you can find us. We are at Tadatus.com, Tadatus.com. We're also at Tadatus Pod on the Twitters. You can find us on Google Play and iTunes.
As well as Facebook at Tadatus.
There you go. All right. Let's just
get and Stitcher too, right?
I don't think we're on Stitcher.
Oh.
Do you want to be on Stitcher?
I thought we were on there.
All right, let's get on Stitcher.
Fair enough.
We're on Stitcher.
There you go.
So says the Josh. All right, so, yeah, what are you going to talk about? Let's talk about the most boring thing first. Golf, right?
Oh, how horribly rude is that? First of all, it's Masters Week. That's an important thing for those of us that enjoy the sport, play the sport. I got to go play golf today. Don't be jealous, Josh. Don't be jealous.
I was just at work.
That's all right. I worked before and after. It was fun. Yeah. So really quickly, we've got the scientist himself, the mad scientist, Bryson DeChambeau, is tied with Brooks Koepka.
Mad scientist.
6 under par after day one. A lot of golf left to go. I had Sergio watching the Masters today for his first time ever.
Okay.
A little culture for your life, Josh. Maybe you would be.
Golf is culture?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mickelson, old lefty. He's in second by himself at 5 under. Old man played well today.
Who's in first?
DeChambeau and Koepka are tied.
Oh, you just said that.
Yeah.
Oh, who's next then?
Mickelson and then Poulter and Dustin Johnson, world number two, are 4 under. Then you've got a slew of people at 3 under. And then Tiger is in the group at 11 under. And the group at 11, or I'm sorry, 2 under is like 11 of them.
So what's interesting about that is that unless you listen to this podcast between now and tomorrow, those stats will be completely obsolete.
That's correct.
Yeah. And if you wait till like after the weekend,
then
you will know the answer to the question is who's gonna win.
Who wins?
Do you wanna do like a I don't know, like a speculation who you think's gonna win?
Well, I'd love to see Tiger win. obviously.
Hey, Nick, thanks.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm gonna root for Tiger too. Mostly because that's the only person I know. I know Phil Mickelson.
Mickelson's in second.
There's other
he's playing
other
real
people
well.
You said were foreign to me.
There's man, it'll be interesting. Dustin Johnson.
That's a name I recognize.
He hits it, you know, half a mile every time. Brooks Koepka.
You say he's got a long stroke?
Yes, he does. He has the long stroke.
That was by far the best part of your golf analysis so far is my joke. Just so you know. The long stroke joke.
That's all right.
What else?
Either that or maybe. I mean, there's a chance, dude. I'll be honest. Brooks Koepka could tear this thing up again.
Good old Brooks, huh?
He's won the U.S. Open twice.
I think
years.
When you get to golf, though, for me, Nick, because I'm a big Tiger Woods fan, it's like how many waitresses has he banged? More or less than five? Because I can't root for him if he's banged less than five.
He's clearly banged at least 500.
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure, because that's Tiger Woods' barometer.
Yeah.
Man, I remember when Tiger Woods was it. Like the greatest thing ever. No?
He brought golf to a different level, which is something here.
He made me care about golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's saying something, I guess.
Made everybody care about golf, want to play golf, want to buy the stuff.
You know who doesn't care about golf? The other 16 listeners.
Probably a lot of people. That's okay. That's all right. So we can shift gears to simple one that, listen, if you're not an Astros fan.
We're going to do sports heavy this show. That's fine. Let's talk about the Astros, which I do care about. Yeah. They were kind of stumbling out of the gates, yeah? The road to start was stumbling, but they played the Rangers and you lost what, 3 out of 4 at the Rangers? And then they lost two out of three to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it was Tampa Bay. Charlie Morton.
Man, it seems like yesteryear. That was last month.
So it didn't come out well, but
Got home. They haven't lost the game at home. They're perfect at home so far.
They keep finding ways at home to not panic and just hit the ball. Late in games, producing runs.
Finally hitting the ball, yeah.
And then old Pocket Jesus himself just raking home runs.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of that, so Eli keeps, he's like, his name is Jose Altuve. I'm like, it's Jose. He's like, Dad, it is spelled J-O-S-E. That is Jose. I was like, yes, but it's...
What do you mean it's Jose? Where have you ever seen that word spelled? It's pronounced as Jose.
He's like, it's English. That's how I say it in English. I said, yes, but his name is Jose. He's like, that doesn't look like Jose. And this kid will argue that point till he's fucking blue in the face.
Well, he's going to have to get over that because lots of words don't sound like they look. Are you kidding me? Have you ever seen how pterodactyl is spelled? Come on, get out of here. Pneumonia? Forget about it.
Pneumonia. Yeah.
Pneumonia. I don't know. How do you spell pneumonia? There's a P in there?
In the beginning. Yeah, silly.
Yeah, pterodactyl. One time I was messing around with Brookie TV. We would always tell her, like, the T stood for, like, a bunch of different things.
I remember it was pterodactyl.
One was tarantula. One was, I can't remember now. There's a whole bunch of them. We called her pterodactyl once.
Did she hit you back?
No, I said pterodactyl, and Gabby was like, pterodactyl doesn't start with a T. And I'm like, it sure doesn't sound like it does, but it does not. Well, my point was that she sounded like a pterodactyl. That's the point I was making. Was it's like a screech? She's like,
sure.
Like, you sound like a pterodactyl. We're gonna call you Brookie Pterodactyl for Brookie T. And Gabby's like, Dad. I was like, yeah, you're right, Gabby. But for my story, right, it makes more.
Who's telling the story? You or me? Go to your room.
That Gabby. She
go to your room right now.
Yeah, she'll. She's something else. She got 3 teeth pulled the other day. Did I tell you about that?
No, but that Gabby is going to be the one that you talked about that can be the president of the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, no. she could be the... we had a vote on something in our neighborhood last week. And I don't even know what was the title, Jessica? Was it president? She's like, no. I was like, I don't care about it then. it's just like major politics. I'm not voting for the local guy. I'm just voting for the president. Of the Homeowners Association. Yeah. Gabby got 3 teeth pulled the other day. That was crazy.
Why'd she get teeth pulled?
Because her face is too small for her teeth, I guess, pretty much.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
The palate too small, something like that. Kevin had to get one of those palate expanders.
Do you talk to your brother about his maybe we shouldn't talk about that. Maybe that's in confidence. But Dick was telling me, we were talking about our ailments the other night. We had like, I was telling everybody, it's like, man, we got around each other.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, okay, one young kid was getting married, and those old fuckers are sitting here talking about, oh, man, you know when it gets cold? Does your knee act up when it gets cold? Right. Oh, we were talking about the gout is what we were talking about.
Gout. Well, you can have
blood pressure medicine.
I do have the plate and screws in my ankle.
Oh, yeah.
When the weather does change drastically.
What does it do? Ache?
It swells. It'll start to swell up, and it'll hurt.
My knee gets a little, like, arthritic when the weather changes quickly.
Yeah, mine's because of plates, dude. I got metal in mine. Yours is just arthritis.
I think, Nick, we're very close to turning that into just like old people talk. It's like swap talk. We'll do like, I've got a 1957 Chevy radiator that I'd like to swap for some fence posts.
No.
Also, we're going to take callers this next segment and call in if you've got a home remedy for knee arthritis. Or an open wound, like, when I was a kid, we used to use this salve. Did I tell you about that?
Did you use my mom used to call the stuff they would spray in a monkey's blood, that orange?
No, I had some of that.
Iodine?
But it wasn't a spray. It was like a little tube. It was like a brush, I guess. A brush, yeah.
Maybe it was. No, it was absolutely a spray.
No, but I remember one time.
That shit hurt, by the way.
Either my dad went to Pennsylvania or somebody came home. Somehow we acquired this tub of salve, right? Does that word make sense to you?
I do. Yeah, I understand what salve
is. It's like a cream, mm-hmm, ointment, something, right?
Somewhere between Vaseline and lotion.
So you get what I'm talking about. Right? So imagine, you know, remember the old Buddy Crocker tubs?
Sure.
Right? Imagine that. It was yellow with a red cap. Right.
Okay.
And it was like, had this film of orange on top of it. I'm like describing this because I was intimate with this salve. That sounds weird, but the salve was magic.
So what we'll do is we'll play this back.
Yeah.
That part right there.
What I meant was that it was magic to me because I remember having like wounds that I felt like I'd probably need to go to the hospital and get like 25 stitches.
But you could put
stitches,
the stuff on it. And it was
the next day it was gone. It was like, right. What happened to my wound? You know what I mean?
My mom used to call it monkey's
blood. I've heard of monkey's blood. This is something different. Oh, you know what this was, by the way? Did I tell you what this was?
No.
Oh, no. So one day when I get old enough to read, right, and I'm looking at this stuff, and it's like for use on cow udders and
oh
my gosh, it was cow salve. It was like for animals. And we put it on our bodies, and it was magic. I mean, it cured stuff. You would not believe the wounds I had that were cured by this stuff.
Sorry, I keep cutting in and out intermittently on my headphones there, but I'm back now. I'm back. I fixed it.
It's probably government. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about Julius Assange. Julius Assange.
Earlier.
No, I'm just saying, we just mentioned the
name
earlier, and now the government's probably shutting us down. Let's not talk about him. You want to?
It's up to you,
but no, we're gonna talk about it, of course. But let's not do that now.
So you
used to your gout
cow udder cream.
This was not in the show notes, by the way.
Wound, no. And my mother would spray us with this, and it was this bright neon orange.
I remember
like highlighter
this stuff.
Orange.
No, I really do remember this stuff.
And spray it on there, the monkey's blood, and that.
Did it feel like magic to you?
Fuck no, that thing burnt.
Oh, yes.
That felt like gasoline being poured on.
Now
there,
I remember
lit
what you're
on
talking
fire.
About.
But
it was almost like, okay, how bad
have,
is
you could have a massive wound, like you said. You spray the monkey's blood on there and put a Band-Aid. And the next day, this thing is 85% healed. And you're like, what the hell is in that stuff?
Have you ever heard of this stuff called second skin?
Yeah.
You ever used it?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That pain that you experienced with monkey's blood, it is just like that. I mean, it may be five times worse, but it literally puts a layer of, it's like gluing on
sure,
top of
absolute,
your
skin. Yeah.
And it ends up being okay because you can cover up a wound and kind of protect
yeah.
it. But man, oh man, does that stuff hurt.
Have you ever actually had iodine put on a wound?
I feel like I have too. I don't know.
Dude, when I was 16, I went to Cancun.
This has literally turned into the ailment show.
No,
oh, man.
This is a drunk falling off the bus story, actually.
Oh, jeez.
Cancun, spring break.
I never went to Cancun.
I went my sophomore year, not our senior year.
Why not?
Yeah. And
America. That was pre-Trump, though, where you could go to Cancun. You can't go to Cancun.
You could go to Mexico. You could go to Mexico back then freely, easily. Yeah. Anyways, I was drunk as Cooter Brown, clearly, as you're supposed to.
That doesn't sound like you, Nick.
No. And the bus was moving, and I was being attracted. I was being attacked and stalked by a large drunk girl.
Yeah.
So I was trying to step off the bus. I didn't wait for it to stop. So I stepped off the bus and fucking ate it.
Dunk.
And when I got up, there was a giant gash in my knee. It was busted wide open.
And you're like thinking, oh, man, I can't go to the doctor here. It's Mexico.
I was like, what the fuck? So I went to the USA student travel people whose room happened to be like right across the hallway. And they had me go stick my leg in their shower. They rinsed it off with water, and then they put iodine, straight iodine on that. I was like, oh, fuck. That shit healed up really quickly,
yeah.
too. That stuff hurt, dude. That was worse than the monkey's blood.
Really?
Yeah.
The second skin stuff hurts.
I've never had it. I've seen it.
It's not fun.
Yeah. It's all bad.
Did I ever show you my wounds from my burns?
Now you're turning this into the ailment show.
Oh, we gotta.
Now you're turning this into the ailment show. We were talking sports.
Listen,
ago, and
you know what's a really bad ailment? You know what really bummed me out, Nick? It's the fact that I'm kind of bummed the Rockets are in the fourth seed. I really wanted them to get in the 3 seed. I wanted Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. Now, I probably shouldn't be like projecting the Rockets, you know, past Utah, so on and so forth, like or past anybody. But give me. You told me trying to do this earlier, but I said wait for the show. Give me the reason why you're good with the Rockets being the 4 seed.
So ultimately, yes, I agree. I was first of all, I'm in agreement. I wanted us to the 2-3 seed because I didn't want to see the Warriors until the conference finals. I wanted another chance at them in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
For
that stage and everything said about it.
That being said, the reality lies in this. You've got to take out Golden State. Somebody's going to have to take
eventually.
Out Golden State because
yeah,
I don't trust. First of all, I don't think anybody else in the West can. I think the Rockets are the only one that have a shot. And I think by getting them now potentially in the second round versus the third, if there is a probability, a chance, a greater chance that in the Western Conference Finals our guys are a little more tired or a little more beat up from two rounds of playoffs that would have had to go through. Now listen to me. It would have been Oklahoma City, and then you would have had to still would have had to go through the winner of Portland and Denver if we were the 3 seed. So you were still going to have to go through one, or not Portland, but Denver. So you would have had to go through Oklahoma City and Denver and then get the Warriors in the conference finals.
Okay.
I think that's a tougher road than just going through Utah and then going to beat them up in Oracle. In the second round, everybody presumes, and so do I, the Warriors are going to cruise through the Clippers, but I think that might be an oversight just because the Clippers have enough dogs on that team that want to fight.
Yeah, I heard somebody else talk about the Clippers.
They're not going to beat them. The Clippers aren't going to win that series.
Yeah,
but the Clippers can fight them.
Had their tougher opponent that people are giving credit for.
And I think Utah's a little tougher than even what I would like to admit, but I think Utah is a 4-1 win in that series for the Rockets. But because we get Golden State now in the second round potentially, I think that we are healthier. I think we have more in our legs, and we're going to give them a better fight than we did last year. And last year we should have beat them. And regular season, I know regular season doesn't count, doesn't do anything now, but we did beat them in the regular season as well, and we beat them well. So okay. That's my take on it. I am disappointed. I would have liked a 2 or 3 seed, but to walk it through logically, from the 2 or 3 seed, you still were going to have to get Denver and Oklahoma City, which I feel is a tougher road, and this way, you have the chance to be healthier, fresher. And if a healthy Rockets team takes on that team, I don't think they can beat us.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the Thunder, having to face the Thunder in the first round, just because they just beat the Rockets. I mean, obviously, if you win that game, that's how you get to play them in the first round. That's kind of an interesting kind of breakdown of that. So, would they lose by 1 point yesterday, right?
They lost by 1.
Yeah, okay. So it was a close game. Now, that probably has some playoff, like, feel to it. I didn't watch the game.
It was great. On 790, do you listen to Adam and Adam?
No.
Adam Wexler and Adam...
Clinton.
They do an afternoon show together. I did not know that. It's called The A-Team.
I knew that Adam Clinton was going back because Josh Ennis got fired.
Yeah.
Josh Ennis is like doing his own podcast now. Do you ever like him?
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him just fine too. I think Adam Clinton is a goofball. Yeah, let me choose my words very carefully. I don't think Adam Clinton has near the chops as far as sports analysis in the Houston sports market. I mean, there's a lot of talented guys. I think Lance Starline is great. I think Charlie Pulillo is great. Pendergast over at 610, I think, is really good. So there's a couple really, really good guys. I just don't like Rich Lord. I do not think is in that class.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Rich Lord.
I don't think Adam Clinton's in that class. He is a Houstonian, like true and true, and but his takes are he's a bit of a I don't know why we're talking about.
I forget where I was about to go with it. Anyways, but yeah, but the A team.
Okay,
is on in the afternoons on 7.
Yeah, who cares? We're gonna play the Thunder in the first round. Had we won the game? Right? Or maybe not, because maybe the Thunder doesn't...
No, if we would have won the game, we were going to be the 2 seed. Denver was going to be the 3 seed. Portland was going to be the 4. We were going to get San Antonio.
Yeah, that also is... Okay, so let's not do the whole speculation. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right. Well, here's where I was going to go. It was a freakish event of... It was a freakish series of events that had to happen for it to play out the way it did.
Yeah.
Harden had gone 12 of 12 from the free throw line. He was 10 of 10. He goes up for 3 free throws. He makes 2, misses the third. He misses the 13th. Mm. That one free throw, lucky obviously, is 13. Difference. Right. Unlucky because he wears 13. Yeah. So
it's always been my jersey number.
He misses the one free throw. That's later on.
I might have the claim that I've worn that jersey number longer than him.
Probably have. You're an old fart.
Yeah, I'm older than him.
Russell Westbrook, before Harden misses the one free throw, Westbrook comes down and hits a weird... He's trying to draw contact. There's no contact. It's just an off-balance, ugly three, and he makes it. By the way, Westbrook is shooting like 27% from downtown this year. So he makes it. Harden misses the one free throw.
How the hell?
They bring the ball full court, and Paul George nails a shot that's defended in the corner as well. It can be defended without getting a call late, without getting a whistle. And he drains it. And then we still have 1.8 to get a shot off. We get the shot off. Harden gets a pretty good look, and it comes up just short. That series, if it doesn't play out in that exact order, then we win the game. It's one of those shit happens.
I thought you were going to say something like, if that doesn't play out just like that, San Antonio's the 6th seed.
No, what I'm going to say is also the point of that is that if this was game 27 of the year, your game 42, nobody cares. But because it was the last game, and it did have implications. I just think that...
Do you think that's analogous to...
I think it's got blown out of proportion from a lot of the fair weather Houston Rockets fans.
Oh, I don't care about that.
I don't either.
Care about those fans. I don't care about any of that. Listen, you know, it's the regular season is all about jockeying position and where you're going to end up in the seed. You know, home court advantage is more important than not having it, so on and so forth. But yeah, I mean, let's see what happens in the playoffs. I was going to say something about do you think that Harden missing that free throw is analogous to the story I told you about missing the two penalty kicks? And
your self-proclaimed minimum score three goals and not score three
I
goals?
I did promise everybody three goals. And I only scored one, and I missed two penalty kicks, which would have been the three. Yep. And I told people,
hold on, I got to check the math. One, two,
yeah,
three. Yep, nope, I got 3-2.
Yeah, I'm glad you verified that, because I was sometimes when I just speak, I don't really check the math. This show's really stupid, by the way. This is the stupidest show ever. If you're listening to this, what the hell are you thinking? You can send all your comments, replies, hate mail to ZadatusPod.
At Twitter.
On Twitter. Yeah, that's where we like all the hate mail to go. And then we've got like 22 followers. And it's like just me having multiple accounts following this. I'm just being serious.
And I go get a bunch of bots to follow me. It's cool.
Yeah. Is that what happened? You know you can buy followers, right? For a fee. Would you like to buy some followers, Nick?
No. I want everything to be organic.
Are you on Twitter at all? I mean, like, do you do a whole lot of Twitter engagement? Like, you're on there kind of, sort of, I guess. In and out.
I like some things. I it's rare that I do comment. The only time I comment is typically
sports. Right, yeah. Do you do Time Hop where it gives you, like, a picture that happened on this day last year or something?
I do not. My wife does.
So, what? My Time Hop is set up to my Twitter, so it reminds me of Twitters that I said this day last year, which I sometimes find quite interesting. Sometimes it's like, ooh, what was I thinking? But you know what I mean? Like, oh, last year me was so dumb. 5 years me, real smart.
Oh, man. Maybe not.
But yeah, the Twitter Time Hop is kind of interesting. I was going to say, are you on the Twitter? And we were talking about Twitters and followers and so on and so forth. One thing that I do on Twitter, I don't know, it's not cheating, I guess, but there's a couple people that I follow on some libertarian circles, and it's like, follow these libertarians, and we all just follow each other back.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So I'll pick up some follow. But I'm a voyeur on Twitter. I do not post a whole lot. I'm kind of like you. Sports sometimes, or if I had just some kind of clever thought. I think I did post something about Julian Assange today, of course. We're going to talk about that. I promise we're going to talk about
that.
Yes,
that's coming. That's coming.
That is coming. That's like the tease of the century. That's coming. Right? What are you guys going to say about
after the break? We're not at the break yet, though.
Julian Assange. But yeah, so all right, so let's stick with sports. Listen, you know, at this point, you know, it's Thursday, whatever day, April 11th.
April the 11th.
You know what, Nick? We're just two short shopping days left to my birthday.
That's right. So there's a lot of birthdays coming up. We got your birthday. We got Eli's birthday. We got Sergio's birthday.
Natalie's birthday.
Natty's birthday. I was about to say Gabby's. I'm glad you corrected that.
Nat and I share a birthday month.
How old is Nat? 46.
15 million. She will be six. She'll be 6 years old on the 19th.
Wow.
I'm the 14th. You said Eli's the 18th.
Eli's the 18th.
Somebody is, I think Jessica's mom's the first. No. Ryan.
My sister Katie is on the 15th. She's on tax day.
Ryan is the first, and I think Jessica's mom is the 20th. Tax day.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Katie's tax day.
Okay, let's do this 15th. Real quick before, and we'll take a break after. No, maybe not. Maybe we'll stretch this out. But so I've ever told you my things that happened on April 14th. April 14th is my birthday, just so you know.
Things that happen on April 14th? Yeah, yeah. No, do tell.
Yeah, right. Do you know that? Like, oh, the interesting things that happened on my birthday. You've got two birthdays, so you got like two birthdays to pick. Didn't Jesus get born on your birthday?
No.
January 1st? That's not Jesus' birthday?
No.
I forget, I get those things confused. Oh, that's New Year's. No, April 14th.
You are
so stupid.
An idiot. And I love okay. you. April 14th. Tell
you know,
me something.
I pretty much tell you funny Jesus.
Tell
joke.
Me something interesting
right,
about
so,
April 14th.
First and foremost, Abraham Lincoln got shot on April 14th.
Well, wow. That's yes. how we come out of the gates.
No,
there,
it's getting
buddy.
Worse. It's getting
that
worse.
Is how we come
there's
out
more
of
people
the
gonna,
gates.
There's more people going to die in the next one. So, yeah, Abraham Lincoln got 1865, I think I read earlier. I should probably pull this up. Yeah. You know what else happened on April 14th?
Do tell.
It gets better. Titanic.
Oh,
hit the iceberg on April 14th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Josh, are you serious?
I'm serious. That was a heart attack. I was shot in the head. I'm not a big fan of Abraham Lincoln, by the way. Do you find Abraham Lincoln weird? Not weird. Do you find the idea that we idolize him weird? Because I do.
We talked about this off air before, but never really.
Oh, man, we should do it on air. 1865, Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth. You know, Abraham Lincoln gets credited with saving the...
Emancipation Proclamation, freeing the slaves.
Yeah, right. Do you know what the Emancipation Proclamation actually did? It only freed the slaves in the South. So if you had slaves in the North, you could still have your slaves. It wasn't until, gosh, what's the amendment? I can't remember. The 13th Amendment that freed the slaves? Yeah. Abraham Lincoln was an out-and-out racist, right? His writings are very clear. It says that if he could save the Union by ending slavery, he would do that. But if he could save the Union by keeping slavery, he would do that too. He was not some great emancipator. We have a shrine to him in Washington, D.C., right?
That's a big one, too.
Yeah, we have a shrine to him. I just find that all weird.
Have you ever been?
No. I've never been. He gets a pass. He gets a pass. I'm not happy that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. I don't want anybody to die. I think that's, you know, we shouldn't kill our political enemies. We should talk them and convince them by our arguments, right? That's how we should do things. We should not kill our enemies. But Abraham Lincoln was not a great man. I don't know. Do you think he's idolized because he was assassinated, or do you think he's idolized because of the Emancipation Proclamation thing that he said?
It absolutely has to do with the Emancipation Proclamation and the fact that he was assassinated while sitting president.
I think assassination has a lot more to do with it than anything else, frankly. JFK, same thing, right? Idolized because he was murdered. All right, Titanic sank also 1912. 1912 on April 14th.
Wow.
This is a lot of fun. All right, so guess what? 1981, you know that's the year I was born.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what else happened in 1981, April 14th? No. You ready for this? Okay, yeah. So remember the Apollo space missions? It was a shuttle that launched up, and it was a capsule that landed in the ocean, right? Yep. Parachutes. Mm-hmm. And then we went to space shuttles, right? They landed like a plane. The first ever reusable space shuttle. Yeah, they land. You know, they landed on
They come through the atmosphere, yeah, they come down like a plane, but they actually come in on their belly.
But still, but the idea is it's a reusable space shuttle, right?
Right.
First ever landed. The story, as my mom says, as I was being born. But,
How would she know? She have TV on?
The story
Where is this lady? Get her on the phone.
The story that all the doctors and nurses were watching the TV after I was born. Like, it was kind of a big deal. But, yeah, 1981, April 14th, 1981, the first ever Space Shuttle Columbia landed. The first ever reusable.
You know what, Josh? I don't remember that. I was alive, but I don't remember that.
It was a good year for me. As well, and that's pretty much all I got. That's all the really interesting stuff.
I was just looking, and there's actually nothing special. I mean, my actual birthday is obviously Veterans Day.
Oh,
Demi Moore.
Are you releasing that out for the public?
Demi Moore shares the same birthday, and so does Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I have no idea.
Speaking of your Titanic,
that's a good link there. I don't know who's born. Am I right?
No, I scrolled through here to try to see other things, and it's Armistice Day, Veterans Day, that kind of stuff, but that's all it gave me.
Anderson Silva.
Oh, he's born on your birthday?
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Adrian Brody, whoever that is.
That's an actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see if anybody awful is born on my birthday. That'd be fun. Loretta Lynn. The Brat, get out of here.
Shut up.
Me and the Brat got the same birthday. Shut your mouth. Faya Sol of Saudi Arabia. He and I were born.
Ayatollah, what?
No idea. That's all I got. None of these other people are very interesting.
So, Josh, you are turning 29 for the 10th time? 11th time? 10th time?
No, I'm only turning 38, buddy.
Oh, ninth time.
So I told Gabby that I think this year I'm going to start going backwards. So she's been telling Jessica I'm turning 36.
You know what? Bless her
heart. Yeah, she's good. Gabby's good. She's good people, man. I'm going to keep her around for a little bit.
Oh, Gabatron.
Dad calls her the brain. She's a clever cat. That old Gabby. Gabatron. I always enjoyed that one.
That's been one of my favorite for years.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
Gabatron and then... You know, I still don't understand why we couldn't...
Replaxico.
Chauncey Replaxico, at least one of the kids.
Well, you know, we didn't have boys. That would have been the boy's name.
Chauncey Replaxico.
Oh, man. All right.
That never caught, by the way.
Did not pick up any steam.
For the record, any of our Tadatus listeners, if you want to name your son...
Chauncey.
And you want them to be a winner. A fucking winner.
Winner.
I promise winning, you, with that name alone, they will win at least one Super Bowl, NBA title, or NFL championship. Yeah. Has to.
Maybe they'll go play soccer somewhere. Who knows?
That's not the name for soccer, Joshua.
Not yet, Nick. Not yet. No, come on. There are all kinds of goofy names in soccer.
Are there? Don't even start. Is there a single Chauncey that plays soccer?
No, but listen. There was a guy who went by Pele. I mean, come on. You kidding me? There are guys that go by one name. It's like
he did a bicycle kick.
Yeah.
He went inverted.
You know, Pele gets credit for being like the first, what is it, endorsement? Like the guy that endorsed.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So, let's see. Was it Adidas, maybe? I can't remember. Adidas or Puma? Whichever. Oh, I got to tell you the whole story about Adidas and Puma one day, too.
It'd be one of the two, though, for sure, for soccer.
Gosh, I feel like it's Puma. But so, during the World Cup, right before kickoff, Pele bends down to tie his shoe, right? So, okay. The camera had to pan in tying his shoe. And so they say that was the first endorsement because they told him to stop and tie his shoe right before the game. That's the like old wives' tale. But yeah, Pele was like the biggest. He was like the Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. It's just, you know, a lot of Americans don't know about him because he played soccer. Although he did play in America. You know, America at one time, the United States had this thing called the whatever. Oh gosh, what do they call the New York Metro Stars or something? Anyways, they were a huge. Okay, oh, Cosmos. Cool. What am I talking about? Cosmos. I'm goofy. The Cosmos, which at one point they were drawing like 50,000-60,000 people to these games in New York. You know, where the rest of the league was drawing like 5,000 elsewhere. Anyways, he played for them. Yeah, they had a bit of a run. But anyways, Pele was like considered like the first one of the first athletes to endorse anything. Did I ever tell you the story about Adidas and Puma? They were two brothers.
No.
Two brothers. And they started. Their dad had like a we'll take a break to this. Dad had a like a I don't know like a leather working shop or something, and so they got into the shoe business. And the brothers really hated each other. They didn't really like each other. And so the story is during World War II, the British were bombing Germany, and one of the brothers was down in the basement, and the other brother was coming down into the basement with his wife, and the one brother goes, "Hear those bastards come again." And the brother thought he was talking about him, you know, not the British bombing them. And right. So that split up. Long story long, one goes on to form Adidas shoe company. The other one goes on to form Puma shoe company or clothing company, whatever it is now. Yeah, two brothers formed those companies because they hated each other. They wanted to basically compete. And the town, you know, they I think they both started their shops in the town. And so, like, you were a citizen either of Puma or Adidas. Like, your family would work for Adidas and your kids work for Adidas. And
I'm sorry, did you say the town is named after that?
No. My point is there was two companies in the town, two factories in the town.
No, I thought you said the town was named.
No, the town was split down the middle. And either you were an Adidas, like, you were part of that family. Like, it was, like, almost mafia-esque, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, you were part of that town or this town, you know what I mean? And the brothers hated each other to the day they died. Like, they just fucking hated each other. Anyways, they went on to form pretty famous shoe companies.
That works. I like it. Let's take a break.
All right, take a break. All right. So we talked. We teased Julian Assange. I guess we'll talk about it now. What do you know? Do you know anything? I told you earlier. I said, "Did you hear Julian Assange got arrested?" And you're like, "Oh,
I hadn't heard he got arrested." Yeah. Julian Assange was a founder, CEO of WikiLeaks. Right?
Yeah, whatever. Founder, I guess. He's a journalist. I think that's how you describe him, right?
Okay, I'm good with that.
Journalist is somebody who seeks out information and publishes it to the world. I would think the highest use of journalism is to expose the most corrupt, right? And I think that should probably up into including governments when they are corrupt. We should know about it as a citizens. He gets a lot of shit. Specifically now in America, he's basically, I think he's going to get extradited to the United States.
Are they going to extradite?
Yeah, I don't know. This is all really fishy, and I haven't done a whole lot of homework on this, and I promise you I'm going to. But the way I understand it is I think he was in Great Britain to some capacity, and he was at the Ecuadorian embassy there, and you know, they were kind of holding him in asylum, I guess. You know, from some extradition to America, and I guess I think the Brits want him for something too. I don't know. I think it's in connection with Chelsea Manning. I think that he was trying to, or he may have published what Chelsea Manning or whatever. I don't know the guy's name was before.
So I've just pulled up briefly for you. It says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested on Thursday in London to face charges in the United States on conspiring to hack into the Pentagon computer network in 2010.
Yeah, that was through.
He was holed up in Ecuador's embassy in Britain to avoid capture.
Right.
And you had said something very interesting about that.
So I think the Ecuadorian government changed, and there was an article today that was posted, and it said something to the effect of the IMF guarantees a loan to Ecuador for $4.6 billion. So it's like, wait a minute.
Please explain
Ecuador
to the listeners what the IMF is.
In an International Monetary Fund.
There you go.
Basically, they loan money to governments. That's kind of what they do, right?
So Ecuador got a
loan from the IMF
for $4.7 billion.
On the same day, Julian Assange loses his asylum in
right,
the Ecuadorian embassy.
From the embassy, they suspended. No. They were no longer granting him citizenship. They suspended it.
No. Anyway, so the point of the story is.
Oh no, I got you.
No, these are two isolated incidents. These things do not. We're just trying to. The news. We're just.
These are just facts. These are
but
actually
not,
two.
They're not connected. These are just two separate.
Just two separate
just
facts.
Just letting you guys know
that
thing,
had to do
the,
with
things that happened in the world.
Ecuador. And Julian Assange and
yeah,
a bunch of money.
Ecuador, Ecuador is in the news now. Yeah. Huh. For all the right reasons. So yeah. So he was hemmed up.
I believe what they call that is a coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence. Coincidence. Ecuador in the news.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
all
right. So
Julian Assange had to be holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in Great Britain because he is wanted for what we just talked about.
Journalism. I mean, no. Treason, I think, or something like that.
Conspiring to hack the Pentagon computer network in 2010 is what this says.
Yeah, of course. I think the conspiring to hack was basically, I think it was Bradley Manning at the time, Chandler Manning, something like that. Do you know about, you know who that is?
No.
Okay, so Manning, Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning is a former military service person that I can't remember what branch. Nick, I probably shouldn't drink a whole lot before we get into the technical stuff. Let's just start there.
Are you saying we should have started with?
Yeah,
the
I guess
not,
I don't
like,
know. Maybe I should just didn't
it,
should not drink when we talk about serious stuff. The point is, Chelsea Manning used to be a dude. Okay, that's the serious part of the story, and it really conflates the whole thing. Okay, Chelsea Manning used to be a dude, I think named Bradley Manning, and he served in some capacity in the military, and he got access to some documents, and he found these documents were crazy. I guess and so. He became a whistleblower, right? Whistleblower is somebody who sometimes bravely. Steals or otherwise acquires documents in order to expose things that are, you know, atrocities.
Corruption,
right? Yeah.
Crime.
Okay, so WikiLeaks is the outfit that published this, right? WikiLeaks has a history of publishing, you know, documents largely stolen. I get that they're stolen. I get that there's something to that. But when whistleblowers blow the whistle, it's got to be stolen stuff largely to prove it. You know what I mean? If
right,
I just tell you what's happening, then it's bullshit because, you know, you can just say, prove it, bitch. And so when they steal the documents, then yes, there is a theft, you know, concerning that. That being said, society is largely better by whistleblowers. Would you agree with that?
100%.
Okay. I think you and I are in the same we're in the same vein on this. I'm just trying to really articulate this in the right way, okay?
Right.
So the whole sex change things with Bradley Manning and
Chelsea
Manning.
If that was serious, by the way, I mean, I genuinely laugh because I don't know who that is, but
no.
That was hilarious.
No, it is hilarious because it's actually true. This is part of the story. And it's not really part of the story, but it is a piece of the story.
It's absolutely part of a story.
She or he is also a nuts on Twitter and does all
Sherm?
Kinds of like. But he's in prison right now. Shim. Oh, I get you saying that.
Sherm? Shim?
I don't think they like. I don't think they like that, Nick.
Herm?
I don't know. Is that a joke you came up with, or did you see that somewhere?
What's that?
Is that a joke you came up with? That's funny.
Just now, jeez. I was just trying to figure out how to. I was trying to come up with an amalgamation.
Let's get back to serious
that.
Because you're being too funny and you're distracting me and I'm drunk and this is not the right way to do this. Okay, so that's what Julian Assange is, I guess, accused of is helping and or abetting Chelsea Manning,
gotcha.
Who also might have been called Bradley Manning at one point,
AKA
his mom probably called him Bradley Manning. Anyways, so that's the story.
Probably still does.
Yeah. Awkward. I'm gonna still call you Bradley.
Right. I mean, think about that. Thanksgiving. Call me Chelsea. No, Bradley. Bradley, pass the stuff. Bradley, the stuffing. Bradley.
Mom, my name is Chelsea. We're gonna cut all this out. All this has to go. Send your hate mail to tonightispod, please. Thank you. Julian Assange is hemmed up by the Brits. He's coming to America. I think I read a tweet that Trump was bragging about this. Man, oh, man. So, you know, okay, let me add one more layer of thickness to this, why Trump should not boast about this. WikiLeaks exposed what was called the Podesta emails. That was the DNC email hack during the 2016 election.
Sure.
Okay, so it wasn't Hillary's emails necessarily that were hacked. It was somebody else's. John Podesta, who was her, I don't know, campaign manager, whatever. And so those were the emails that were actually exposed. It just happened to have some of her correspondence in there, right? Now, had Hillary's emails, let's back up one little bit. Hillary's emails were supposed to be on a .gov, right? That's a whole deal. Idea, your State Department, so on and so forth. And the United States has something called the Freedom of Information Act, which allows any average citizen to petition the documents of every public servant, right? So
sure.
Even the Secretary of State, her email should be public knowledge, right? Because if she's doing nefarious shit, we should know about it. Well, when you have a private server, right, you necessarily control the access to that. So you can beat Freedom of Information Acts, right? So that's the whole deal with the Hillary Clinton servers. So when they hack somebody who had a very heavy correspondence with Hillary Clinton, a.k.a. John Podesta,
that was kind of stumble upon.
Yeah, that was kind of a big deal. And guess what they found out in those emails? Well, guess what? All of us should know about this, right? The citizens of the United States should know that Hillary Clinton conspired to overthrow the Democrat National Convention and basically game it so that she won, right? That was the whole point. That was when they gave her they found out that they gave her the questions to a debate. Did you hear about that?
I think I heard something about that.
Okay, right? They basically railroaded Bernie is my point.
Sure.
And not that I'm a big Bernie fan, but listen, it should be fair, I guess. Yeah. You know what I mean? It should be at least fair.
Our political system is so fucking corrupt.
So I've gone down a wormhole here, and I apologize. Okay. But have you learned a little bit? We're getting where I'm at. So that's why this whole Julian Assange thing is very interesting, because it kind of helped Trump at some capacity, right? Don't you think those emails hurt Hillary?
Right.
So now he's throwing Assange and you know, whatever, WikiLeaks under the bus.
Right. He's not.
And they're bringing him home. He should, in my opinion, pardon him. And I think that, you know.
Right. I'm okay with all of that, and I want him to pardon him. And we talked about this earlier too. It's the same thing for Snowden. I think that he's also a hero.
In that same vein,
it's absolutely that. He's also a hero.
Because we would not know the government was spying on all of us had he not released what he did. Yeah.
If he would have put out stuff that wasn't true, if he'd have made up a bunch of crap and put out a bunch of shit about the government, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you actually produce proof and factual evidence of the government saying, you know what, you don't have freedom, fuck you guys, we can do whatever we want,
we're just spying on all of you
because we
can't, crazy,
under the guise of the Freedom of Information Act, under the Patriot Act,
there's some, I don't know what that's
using,
what it is, but
everything that they can to their,
they're supposed to be shutting that down. Apparently, they're supposed to be shutting that down. Who knows?
Of course they are. Of course they are, Josh.
No, I mean, I get that. I'm just saying. They're supposed to be ending the practice of. Yeah, it's called metadata.
The metadata. The mining the metadata.
Yeah. Anyways.
Mining metadata. Yes.
I probably shouldn't get. Never mind. All right. So.
For the record, Josh.
This is the most unsophisticated. Conversation ever, but you get my point. I'm not going to call Julian Assange a hero, but I do think he's getting railroaded. I do think he does more journalism than I would say about 99.9% of Americans who call themselves journalists. You know what I mean? He's actually exposing the atrocities. I read an article, and I'll show this after off air, but it was like what WikiLeaks exposed in 2010 alone, and it was like scrolling through 20 or 30 different articles that they exposed. It was all stuff that was like, oh my goodness, you know, like something. There was something in there about how the United States talked Germany into not prosecuting CIA agents who were torturing people. It's like,
what?
Yeah, apparently the Germans had some right to prosecute some CIA agents in the United States. Said no.
Do us a favor. Do me a solid, man.
Yeah, there's stuff about Yemen in there. There's stuff about. I mean, it's like. Come on.
What do you define as torture? I call that.
So if you're into the conspiracy theory like me,
interrogation.
Listen, what do you? Let me ask you this. What's your thought on torture?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have to take a drink on that one.
You know what? My wife and I had this conversation. We almost got in a fight about it. We talked about the
torture?
No, the death penalty.
Capital punishment?
Yeah, and what I told her that my opinion is changing. And my opinion currently is, while maybe people deserve to die, eye for an eye and all, I have a problem with the state killing people.
Who do you want to kill them?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that. But shit. But do you understand what I'm saying? I have a big problem with the state, you know, being judge, jury, and executioner, literally.
Sure, but I mean, you have a problem with government in general.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. That's where the argument kind of boiled down to.
No, I got you. I mean, that's and I get that, and that's okay. I'm not opposed to some of the thoughts on.
I don't know who waves the axe in the eye for an eye justice system, but I just ultimately have a problem with the state killing people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the state you live in executes more people than any other state in the country.
Yeah, and like I don't.
It's an express lane here, my friend.
I know.
And by that, I say it's an express lane. Express lane to death row. I mean, you sit on death row for a minute.
It's something that I'm currently struggling with.
Is this out of the blue? You're certain?
No, this is something in my kind of education into anarcho-capitalism. I just ultimately have a problem with the state killing people. I do kind of believe in an eye for an eye, though. You know what I mean? Like the principle of you kill mine, I get to kill yours. I just don't know if the state needs to be in the middle of it, because if it's their rules and then their justices that decide how those rules are applied, then they get to kill you. Something along the way is missing from the actual justice. You know what I mean? For example, Jessica was like, well, what happens if your mom is killed? You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, so is the state killing the guy that killed my mom? What does that do for me? Like, what does that give me? Vindication,
closure. That's the.
I mean, maybe, but it doesn't bring my mom back. And so, like that's kind of
something that can come.
No,
back,
of course. So that's kind of where we tailed off. Is like I'm kind of at a loss, and I want to dig a little bit deeper. I want to dig a little bit deeper into this concept. You know what I mean? Like I don't know who gets to swing the axe. Maybe the axe does need to be swung, but man, I do have a problem with the state being the one who decides the rules and then who also swings the axe. You know what I mean? Like, because then we all get hemmed up into it. But she was like, where do you personally draw the line? You know, do murderers? And I was like, okay, let's talk about, you know, this all got started, by the way, because we were watching a news article about in Houston, there's some legislation where they're trying to give, you know, violent criminals earn time, where apparently the rule is now where, you know, if you're convicted of murder and you get convicted of 40 years, you have to serve 20 years no matter what before you can even. And so,
mandatory minimums?
And yeah, not necessarily mandatory minimum. This is about however much time you're given, you must serve at least half that time before you're even eligible for parole.
Sure.
And they're supposed to, I think they're trying to shrink that and give earned time and something else. So it's like if you have a record of good behavior, then maybe you can get out earlier than exactly half the time. I don't really know how the legislation breaks down, but that kind of spurred the conversation about, you know, do rapists. And then, of course, the news was like doing the most crazy examples about these people might get out. These two guys raped and murdered a girl 35 years ago. You know, it's like, okay, let's like pick the craziest examples of, you know what I mean? Of whatever we're trying to, how we're supposed to spin the story. And so, you know, Jessica was like, okay, so what do you, somebody kills your mom, so on and so forth. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to give me peace. I don't know what's going to give me solace. I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, I lost my mom. And at the end of the day, some horrible human being did it. What do we do with that human being? You know what I mean? What do? Do we just kill him? Do we just kill him?
Well, I know you.
How do we kill him, right? Do we just hang him up from a tree? Because that's inhumane. But he killed my mom. So what does humane even have to do with it? So, like, right? Yeah, I know. That was a pop. Sorry.
Yeah, stupid thing is messing up in my ears. No,
so, okay.
No.
So that's kind of where this thing spiraled. And so I just kind of felt like, okay, the state can't kill people. That's where I kind of go, that gets a little tricky for me. All right. So respond. That's
well, I'm saying you don't want, but you also don't want people to be put in cages. Yeah. So.
Me personally?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I have a big problem with nonviolent criminals being put in cages. Yeah.
But violent criminals are okay to be in cages.
Of course, yes. Okay. I think we should have a place for violent criminals. Yes. Sure. Okay. Well, yeah. And anarcho-capitalists have, we parse this a couple different ways. Largely, if you have a problem with the cage concept, then we eliminate them from society. However you want to describe that. It's not killing them necessarily.
Do you think our current system here in Texas of capital punishment is humane?
Do you mean by how we kill them?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me how we kill them. I don't have an opinion on that.
So are you okay with the electric chair, though? None
of that bothers. Shoot in the head. I mean, hang him. None of that really bothers me. Like, okay, if you wanted to set an example, if the point was to set an example, hanging wouldn't bother me. I'm like, the humane thing, I don't know. None of that really, I don't get worked up over the humane thing. If you're an awful human being and you deserve to die, I mean, think about this. If you deserve to die, do I care that you went peacefully? You know what I mean? Do I want you to, like, be in front of people and, like, get quartered or something? Like, horse drawn. Do I want that? Wow. I don't know. I don't know either. No, not that doesn't seem like something I'd be interested in.
Last time I ever saw anything with you. Remember Faces of Death?
Yeah, yeah.
The videos?
That was, wasn't that a scene from Braveheart? Wasn't that supposed to be the thing that he did?
No,
he got quartered?
He got stretched. He didn't get quartered.
What does that mean?
They did tie him up, but it was a machine. It was like something they were cranking.
Okay, whatever. Either way. Okay, so I don't want people to die, mostly. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you're a terrible human being, Jessica said, okay, we got in this debate about, she said, okay, the guy that shut up at the movie theater, right, the piece of shit, what do we do with him? I'm like, that's a good question.
Which movie theater?
Okay, let me clarify. No, I think she said school shooting, which you should have said. Which school shooting? Like, which one are we talking about? Right? Okay.
Are we talking about the real ones or the fake ones?
Oh, jeez. That's going to get. We're never. Yeah, we just went somewhere we probably shouldn't have gone. That's probably going to be a thing now.
Moment of silence.
You mean like really, really, really real? Yo. Anyways.
Cheers.
It's the end of the podcast. That was it. See you later, guys. The conspiracy theory is too thick now. Okay, so, man, this is probably going to be this is going to be the worst episode ever. Josh confirms that we should not have the death penalty.
I can tell you this. This is the first episode I've ever seen Josh use his face so much to move his microphone around.
Is that the outro music right there going on? What are you talking about? I moved my...
He's been using his face. He's a little inebriated. It's okay. I had a few shards.
Did I articulate my point about why the death penalty and me? I don't have the answer. I'm just struggling with it.
I can tell you. You articulated that you don't have the answer. You're not a fan of the state doing it. You're not opposed to capital punishment, but you don't actually have a means to the ends.
Yeah, this
figured
is
figured out. Yet.
This is largely my abortion point, right? Like, I don't think the state should tell you what you do with your body, but man, you probably shouldn't kill a little.
Well, the one we talked about last time, or a couple of podcasts back, where the bill that they actually passed in West Virginia, the one where they're actually allowed to have the baby come out in X
and
amount of time,
it?
It's like, yeah, that's okay. Mm. That's no, you're. I mean, you're killing a child that's alive now.
Okay. That's murder.
That's crazy. Yeah. Inside your body, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Baby comes out. And listen, I'm pro-choice 100%. 100%. I'm also of the belief that no one at all has any right to tell you what to do with your body.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get all that. And I can see both sides. I really do see both sides. We should not make this abortion conversation. We really should not. That's enough. Let's really just hang our hat on the death penalty.
Death penalty.
It's so less controversial. It's the same argument, but it's so less controversial.
Because we're talking about adults and we're killing them.
Because
they did bad things.
They're awful people.
Listen, on that note, I told you, I'm 100% for capital punishment. I have no problem with
kill those motherfuckers.
I'm not in agreement necessarily of, you know, do I have a problem one way or another? No, not necessarily. But I mean, I don't think we need to kill people with a guillotine in fucking town square. Mm. However, if we did something like that, I promise you, you would have other people thinking about it.
Mm.
But this isn't fucking 16th century Europe. We're not living in castles in the fucking...
We should be, by the way.
Yeah, but...
Some of those castles are awesome.
You do realize, you know, that those people died of dysentery probably. All the time, right?
No AC, though. That would probably bum me out.
It's like the Old West. There's thousands of ways to die. I found myself the other day legitimately taking a dump and thinking about shit.
What?
And the moment was, so at what point did it finally dawn on the people in the Old West that shitting in a box outside in an outhouse into a hole was not only disgusting and obviously just a putrid smell. At what point did we decide we could actually just take a dump in some water and then flush it away?
I don't know. That was a genius.
I mean, seriously, because, by the way, they had this figured out in Greece and in Roman times. Yeah. But in the Old West, we were still shitting outside in a fucking box into a hole in the ground.
Oh, you mean like what? How did that technology
How could we not
look back and
figure that out?
The aliens probably did some kind of... never mind.
I'm kidding, you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's serious.
Ancient Greece, ancient Rome, they had running water. They had toilets that they shit with water in them. And yet in the Old West, somehow, we still managed to shit in outhouses.
Well, that may have been like... never mind. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how to answer that question.
That's the first time I can tell you, though. I have absolutely brought up something I thought about while Tadatis.
That's interesting. The only thing that I thought about today, which I thought was kind of funny, was I was listening to... we talked a little bit about Twitter earlier. There's a couple Twitter trolls that are legendary, and there's this one that's called Titania McGrath. Ever showed you this?
Is it Tatiana?
Titiana. Yeah, I think so. T-I-T. Anyways. It's a troll account, and it's basically like this person that retweets or like is like a complete social justice warrior, right? Anyway, so kind of find out it's like this dude who's a comedian, he's a British comedian, you know what I mean? And he like retweets and stuff like that. And the best part is when there's a person who's super serious about this, like lefty, like I mean, like the craziest stuff. Okay, let me give you an example. Today, I thought after hearing him talk, I was like, I feel like a tweet's coming, and it should be something like, is it toxic masculinity, or is it there are no such thing as genders? Because you kind of can't have both, you know what I mean? And those are both, like, lefty tropes, you know what I mean? Like, there's toxic masculinity, and there's also 35 genders, or there's no genders, or gender is a social construct. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. Right? You can't have both.
So am I wrong, or do I just turn a deaf ear to it? I thought the toxic masculinity had already, that the catchphrase had already come and gone.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Okay.
But I mean, do you get my point? Same people that say that. Toxic masculinity, but yet there's no genders. It's like, wait a minute. If there's inherent toxicity based on, you know, masculinity from men... Then there's genders.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's no genders. Then there's no such thing as... Okay, you're in a paradox now. Get out of my face.
Have fun.
So that was kind of... that. Like, this Twitter handle, it kind of does that a lot. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of, like, pokes fun at the left by basically out-mocking the left. That, to me, is, you know, was really funny. I can't remember why we were talking about this,
That's okay. I was going to actually chime in with, like always, I have a South Park episode.
Oh, this is going to end the show so good.
I have a South Park episode. When you're talking about trolls, they had an episode called Troll Trace.
Okay.
And there's a company out of the Netherlands that has, their company's called Troll Trace. They make a website. They go online. They let everybody know that as of this day and this time, they're going to announce every troll hacker, every troll's name. They're going to release their actual identities to the public. And all their emails and all this stuff. Okay. So Kyle's dad is one of the most notorious trolls in South Park.
Okay.
And he comes out to his car one day and there's a note, a handwritten, like a piece of, just a torn piece of paper. It says, whatever, Gerald Broslovsky, I know who you are. And so he's like, oh shit, they know who I am.
execute, what was it? Some, you know,
Protocol Z.
That's what it was. It was Protocol
no,
Zero.
No, it was something like
Protocol
that.
Zero.
Yeah, okay.
And so he goes and he destroys his computers. He destroys his phone. He destroys his wife's computer.
Burns his house down.
And he thinks he's good, and then he realizes that his son Ike is upstairs playing on the computer. So he throws him off. Literally goes and throws him off the computer because Ike's this little football-shaped kid, right, with the weird head. And then he's like, so what if they could do this and then they could access that? And you know what? Fuck it. I'm deleting everything. And he just wipes out this whole computer. And then he's sitting downstairs 10 minutes later on the couch. And his wife's like, Gerald, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just going to go to bed now. She's like, it's 8 o'clock. He's like, yeah, well, by the way, the computer broke and I'll have to get a new one. And your computer broke. So I'm going to have to get you a new one of those. And Ike's computer's broken. She's like, what? Oh, and my phone broke. We're going to get a new one of those. It just goes, he freaks out over this stuff happening as a troll. And I feel like this is another one of those episodes that goes like 3 episodes.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but the point is I'm just bringing the tires. It's the troll trace and the fact that they all freaked out. And they actually all end up in Switzerland. They all get caught. Which, by the way, at one point they're all wearing the anonymous mask. Fucking South Park is the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
And on that note, Josh, I think I'm almost out of Maker's Mark here.
That's really awesome.
And I hear the music.
Oh, thank goodness the music is coming.
That means we've made it.
We've made it to the end, I guess.
Episode 22.
This is it. Tadatas. Let's do the real quick. The Tadatas, TADATAS.com. That's where you can find us. Come hang out there. We're also on Google Play and the iTunes,
Facebook, Twitter.
You should do some. Listen, here's what you do. If you hate us, just put do you hate us and then give us a review. If you like us, put 5 stars and give us a review. If you hate us, put 5 stars and give us a review too. Just give us a shitty review. Tell all your friends that you hate us. That's kind of
works,
right?
That works.
All right. Any parting thoughts other than the outro? Any parting thoughts about life, living in
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Yeah, living in the state that we call America. Listen, it could be worse. I everything I say about Ancapistan and living in this new society, it is philosophy driven. You know what I mean? It's about thinking about a way that we don't have to have overlords seeing over us. That being said, you know, the ideals about this country are pretty great, and I'm pretty lucky to live here. So, you know, don't ever get that twisted. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
good job, by the way, paying your light bill so we could be back in the office.
Oh, my goodness. We did lose power last time. Yeah, we're going to try and give you guys some more content. I know you love it. You know.
What are you into, Josh?
Man, I have been into the public library, my friend. I have been reading my face off. I read a book called Wars of the Roses. I think I talked about this last time. We finished that one. I wrote a book about empty mansions, which was a book that ended up being about the heiress to a copper mine. Her dad was born before the Civil War, and she lived up to like 2008, something like that. She's 104 years old.
Wow.
We get Clark. Her dad was... They said early in the book when they were describing his life that when John D. Rockefeller was at his heyday, he was the richest man in the world. And they said this because what he had the most money in the bank. If they took what Clark had in the ground, he might have been the most wealthy person in the world. Yeah. So that was kind of an interesting book. So that's what I'm into. What else?
I am still into The Walking Dead, a graphic novel. I've actually made it up to episode or comic book 105 there. 105, we've now met Negan. We've lost Glenn.
Okay.
We've lost Abraham. It's got...
How are you reading these things?
Online. Okay. Just reading it online. Yeah. So I'm reading that. I told you outside I am doing I'm doing my own 300 push-ups a day, a la Stuart Scott, and... inspired to give it a whirl, and here we are 11 days in, my friend. So.
How many push-ups have you done in 11 days?
3,300.
Okay, there you go. You're going to do 9,000. Yeah, you're going to do 9,000 push-ups
this month.
I want to do 10,000 this year. That's pretty impressive. I'm still pretty badass at soccer, but that's neither here nor there.
This guy.
I got the jokes.
I love it.
The jokes. All right, man. Let's get out of here. So, it's been a good show. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to say?
What do you want to do on the next podcast?
Man, let's do the same thing and do everything, brother.
And what is that?
Try and take over the world.
Boom.
See ya.